Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
They know their lines already.
Listen, how did Marcia do?
She tried out for the part of the nurse, and she was great. But Miss Goodwin hasn't made up her mind about the big parts yet. I hope Marcia gets to be the nurse, then we'll all be in the play.
How about that? First the Barrymores, and now the Bradys. Oh, I'll get it out. Hello? Oh, hello, Miss Goodwin. Yes, Peter and Jan were just telling me the good news. You have? Oh, yes. Well, I think Harold Axelrod will make a great Romeo. Marcia? Really? Oh, well, of course I'll tell her, Miss Goodwin. Oh, thank you so much for calling. Goodbye.
What about Marcia?
She got the part of Juliet.
Juliet? Wow! She didn't even try out for that part.
That's a starring role!
Marcia! Marcia, come here!
Oh, isn't this a wonderful surprise?
She'll be thrilled right out of her sneakers.
What is it? What's all the excitement?
Marcia, Miss Goodwin just called. You got the part of Juliet.
Juliet? But I tried out for the nurse.
But you got the starring part.
Isn't that marvelous?
I think it's awful.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
I heard you got the part of Juliet. I also heard you don't want him.
That's right.
Mind if I ask why?
I just don't think I should play the part, that's all.
Oh, why?
I didn't even try out for that part.
But the important thing is, Marcia, that Miss Goodwin thinks you're the best one for it.
And I know why. Because you're the chairman of the play committee.
Look, Marcia, I volunteered to be the chairman because I wanted your school to present a good play. I didn't want to help you get a good part.
Marcia, Miss Goodwin isn't going to miscast the leading role in the play just to please your mother.
Then why would she give me the part? Juliet's supposed to be beautiful and noble, and I'm not anything like that.
Marcia, that's nonsense. You're a beautiful girl, and besides, you're a very good actress.
You have to say that. You're my mother.
I say it, and I'm not your mother. Come on. You look beautiful and noble to me.
The trouble is, you don't think you are.
That's right. It's your belief in yourself that counts, you know. You are what you think you are.
You mean, if I think I'm beautiful and noble, then I will be beautiful and noble?
That's right. If you believe it, everybody else will believe it, too.
Think about it, Marcia. You can give your answer to Miss Goodwin in the morning. Okay?
Marcia Brady, You're noble and beautiful. Baloney.
Alice, did you ever do any acting when you were in school?
Did I ever do any acting? I'll have you know, I played the title role in our senior class play. Critics said it was the most unusual performance of the part they'd ever seen.
Really? What part was it?
Julius Caesar. It was an all-girls school.
It was like an all-boys school doing Little Women.
Yeah. Oh, it was a lot of fun, though. You know, Marge is going to be missing an awful lot if she's not in the school play.
I don't get what her problem is. She'd make a great Juliet.
Well, I know exactly what her problem is.
What?
Well, it's psychological. It's a mental block caused by her lack of confidence in herself.
Wow, that's really deep. Well, how'd you figure that out?
Your mom and dad told me.
I just don't get it. I mean, Marcia is really a very groovy girl.
Well, you know she's groovy. I know she's groovy. But she doesn't know she's groovy.
It's weird you can't see yourself as others see you.
I know one way it might open her eyes.
What?
A few words from your mouth to her ear. Now, if you tell her what you think, she might begin to believe it herself.
I'm not through yet. Well, you sure look pretty, Marcia. And groovy, too. They're out of their minds.
Marcia, can we have a little help? We're having trouble with our lines for the play.
Sure. What's the problem?
Well, Peter's got Hark down pretty good, but I'm having trouble with my line.
Well, let's hear you say it.
Well, that's just it. I don't know quite how to say it. Should I say, who goes there, or who goes there, or who goes there? See what I mean?
Just say it plain. Who goes there?
Hey, that's it! Oh, gee, thanks, Marcia. You're a terrific actress. Yeah. Come on, let's practice before we forget how she said it.
Yeah, okay.
Hark! Who goes there? Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, thanks. You're a terrific actress.
Terrific actress?
You got a minute, Marcia?
Sure. What do you want?
Do you know a guy by the name of Lloyd Leeds?
No, I don't think so.
Well, he sure knows you.
He does?
Yeah, he's in my English class. He wants to meet you.
Me? Why?
Well, obviously, he thinks you're a really groovy chick.
A high school boy really thinks I'm groovy?
A lot of people think you're groovy.
Honest?
I even think you're groovy. For a sister, that is.
Thanks, Greg.
Come on, Marcia, don't play it so cool. You know you're something else.
You're a terrific actress. You sure look pretty, Marcia.
You look beautiful and noble to me.
You're a beautiful girl.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, honey.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Lovely.
Mom, I've been doing a lot of thinking since last night.
And?
Well, I never thought I was a Juliet type, but everybody else seems to think I am.
Well, you are.
Right. A rose by any other name. Still costs $10 a dozen.
I think I can do it. I'm going to be Juliet.
Oh, Marcia, I'm so glad. And your father's going to be so happy.
You know, he said you are what you think you are. So from now on, I'm beautiful and noble. I'm Juliet!
Wow. What was that?
That was the power of positive thinking.
Hark! Who goes there?
Well, what do you think?
Not bad, I guess.
I think we should do it meaner.
Yeah, let's do it again, only meaner.
Hark! Who goes there?
'Tis I, your father. I bring secret documents to the Brady house.
How'd we sound, Dad? Were we fierce enough?
Gosh, I thought for sure I was a goner there.
Where's your mama?
She's in the kitchen.
Okay, troops, carry on the good work.
Hark! Who goes there?
Our washer place is Stan.
Hi, honey.
And touching her has made blessed.
I'm home from work early, but we don't have to keep it a secret.
My heart and love come now.
Why are we whispering?
Because Marcia and Harold Axelrod are rehearsing their lives.
If I profane with my
Who's Harold Axelrod?
Romeo.
Fine is this.
Yes.
My lips, two blushing pilgrims, ready stand to smooth that rough touch with a tender kiss.
Saints have hands that pilgrims' hands do touch, and palm to palm.
Romeo wears glasses?
Thus from my lips by thine my sin is purged.
It says you're supposed to kiss Juliet.
I've got to go now, Marcia, but thanks a lot. You were super.
Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say goodnight till it be morrow.
You're really great.
I am?
Yeah, you really are, Juliet.
You are, Juliet. You're noble and beautiful.
You're also hot in the bathroom.
Juliet won't let us in. She thinks it's her private box.
Oh, it's getting worse and worse since we told her she was noble and beautiful. Hey, come on, Marcia. Some of us peasants want to get in here.
Greg, I agree.
That you're hogging the bathroom?
No, that you're peasants. I need more closet space, children.
Got that one wrong, Cindy. Ooh. Marcia, what are you doing to my dresses? They're all smushed up.
Yeah, and they're even smushier.
There's no such word as smush. Besides, my dresses have to look perfect.
What is so special about your dresses?
Everywhere I go at school, people are always looking at me. I'm Juliet.
Well, I'm in the play, too, you know.
One line. It's different with me. I'm a star.
Well, la-di-da.
What does that mean?
It means that Marcia's getting to be a pain in the neck.
Oh, well, la-di-da.
You're not going to go around messing up my dresses, Marcia. You just leave them.
Janet, just get out. Janet, just get out.
Girls. What's all the commotion about?
Marcia's trying to hog up the closet.
And not only that, we can't even talk around here. We have to be quiet so that the star can study her lines.
I am a star.
I don't care if you're
just
studying my dress. Don't try my dress.
She's a better actor than you are.
Girls, girls. You're supposed to be loving sisters, remember?
I can't help it if I have to practice my lines. Everybody wanted me to be in the play.
That's right, Marcia, we did, but...
But you are not the first lady of the American theater. Now, listen, girls, being a lead in a play is a strain. Can't you cooperate with Marcia?
Now, come on, behave, okay?
I think I'd better rehearse my lines now. You and Cindy study in the family room.
I just thought I'd tell you not to breathe too loud. Her Majesty is rehearsing her lines.
Oh, no, she's really getting to be too much.
Yeah, we can't even get in the bathroom till 3 o'clock in the morning. It sure was a swell idea convincing Marcia how great she was.
Yeah, what have we done?
I'll tell you what we've done. We've created a small blonde Frankenstein.
Yeah, my sister, the monster.
Oh, well, the school really appreciates it, Mr. Schultz.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Your ad will appear on page 3 in the play program.
Yes. Romeo and Juliet. Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate it, Mr. Schultz. Bye. Well, that's another ad for the play program from Schultz's Delicatessen.
Ah, what a combination. Shakespeare and salami.
Mom, where's Marcia? She's supposed to help me clean out the garage.
Well, I think she's upstairs in her room. Why did you go up and remind her?
Hark! Who goes there?
Hark! What was that?
Are you brushing your hair again?
I have to brush it 100 times, 3 times a day. That's what keeps it beautiful.
You're going to brush it right off your head.
Is that what you came in to tell me?
No, I want to remind you about your share of work around here.
Me?
Yeah, you. You're supposed to help me clean out the garage.
Do I have to remind you that I'm the star of our school play? Juliet wouldn't do such menial labor.
Oh, boy. Marcia, your head's gotten so big, I don't even think there's room for both of us in the same garage.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. Or if thou wilt not, be but sworn, my love, and I will no longer be a Capulet.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak at this?
It's a wonder she lets him speak at all. Ignore them, Harold.
Tis but thy name that is mine enemy.
Tis but thy name that is mine enemy.
These kids don't have any regard for Shakespeare. Parting is such sweet sorrow. And you two stay out here, too. We need to rehearse alone. Okay, let's take it from Is It Thy Hand? Is it thy hand, thy foot, thy arm, thy face?
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love.
No. Say it like this. Call me but love.
Well, okay. Call me but love and all.
No, Harold. That's not the way I said to do it.
Well, Marcia, don't you think it's better if you do your part your way and let me do mine my way?
Not if it's gonna ruin the play.
Gee, I don't think I'm ruining the play.
You will if you do Romeo like that.
Where are you going?
You're acting like a child, and I refuse to rehearse with a child.
I'm gonna be 15. That's the same age the real Romeo was.
He was mature. I need to rehearse with a mature Romeo. Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and forget his name.
Deny thy father and refuse thy name.
Deny thy father and refuse thy name. Or if not, I will forget that I am a Capulet.
Wait a minute, honey. I think you're forgetting more than being a Capulet here.
The line is, Marcia, or if thou wilt not, be but sworn, my love, and I'll no longer...
What's the difference?
Well, you're changing a lot of words here, Marcia.
I just don't feel right saying them the other way.
But if you change the words, you also change the meaning.
I have to say them word for word?
Well, I think it'd be a little difficult to improve on Shakespeare, don't you?
But what's more important than the feeling and instinct of an actress?
Honey, even the greatest actress in the world doesn't change Shakespeare.
Well, I'm going to.
Now, wait a second, Marcia. You're being a little silly about this. I think you're getting carried away.
Well, you don't understand about acting. And Harold doesn't either. That's why I refused to rehearse with him.
Is that why he left so early?
I wish he'd leave the play. We can use a new Romeo. Well, I guess I've had enough rehearsal for tonight.
Oh, if you can judge an actress by her temperament, I think she's just about ready for an Oscar.
First, the part's a little too big for her. Now, I think maybe she's a little bit too big for the part.
All right, children, places, please. Now, when I say curtain, all the guests will come on. All right? Ready and curtain.
Please, Juliet, move not. While my prayer's effect I take, thus from my lips by thine my sin is purged.
Harold, you're so clumsy.
Can't help it. My mask's in the way.
Harold, do you think you could do the scene without your glasses?
I do, Miss Goodwin. I don't think I'll ever find Juliet.
Well, let's try it anyway. All right, Harold, let's go back to Have Not Saints.
Have not saints' lips and holy palmers, too.
Aye, pilgrim. Lips that they must use in prayer.
Where'd she go?
Marcia, what are you doing up there? We didn't stage it that way.
I just felt like moving.
We've staged this play very carefully, Marcia. Now, it's not fair to the others to do something unexpected.
Miss Goodwin, I'm only trying to improve the play. Is it wrong to try to improve it?
Well, get down from there anyway. And Harold, Harold... Now, go back again to Have Not Saints' Lips.
Have Not Saints' Lips. Have Not Saints' Lips and Holy Palmers, too. Oh, there you are.
Saints, do not move. Thou grant for prayer's sake.
Oh, you skipped a line, Marcia.
I'm sorry, Miss Goodwin, but with all these distractions, it's hard to concentrate.
What did I do now, Marcia?
If you could keep your voice from squeaking, it would be a help.
I quit squeaking last year.
All right, children. Marcia, I don't think you should blame Harold for your own mistake.
Yes, Miss Goodwin.
That's enough for today. We'll have another dress rehearsal tomorrow, same time.
Miss Goodwin?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Brady. I didn't know you were here.
Well, I just dropped by to show you the final layout for the program, but I can see you have a much bigger problem.
I'm afraid so.
Well, my husband and I have tried to reason with Marcia, but...
Oh, she could do the part just fine. If only she just...
If only she didn't think she was Junior High's answer to Sarah Bernhardt, right?
And we don't have much time. There are only a few more rehearsals before the play goes on.
Well, I think we have to do something about it, Miss Goodwin. Let's hope it's the right thing. Marcia?
Yes, Mother?
I sent the final program to the printers this afternoon.
I wish Harold's name wasn't in it. He was awful at rehearsal today.
Well, Marcia, I'm afraid that your name's not going to be in it.
What do you mean?
I was at the rehearsal this afternoon.
You were?
Afterwards, Miss Goodwin and I talked, and, well, we decided that for the good of the play, and your own good, she would have to replace you.
Replace me?
Yes. Your understudy's going to play Juliet.
Tina? But I'm better than her.
Marcia, it has nothing to do with your being better than she is. It's your attitude.
What do you mean, my attitude?
Well, you become rude to your friends and your family. You become impossible to live with.
Mom, you're being unfair.
Marcia, I'm not blaming you. It's not all your fault. We encouraged you, but, well, you've let it go to your head.
You don't understand, Mom.
Marcia, I do understand. But you brought all of this on yourself. I'm sorry.
Mom!
Yeah, that's gonna do it.
Thanks, Alice.
Okay. Now listen, you kids hang these up carefully, you hear?
Okay, we will. Thanks, Mom. Thanks for fixing them.
Okay.
Hark! Who goes there? Hark! Who goes there?
Marcia, change your mind about some food?
No, dear. And I can't blame her for not being hungry.
Hello. Yes. Yes, just a second. Honey, it's for you. It's Miss Goodwin.
Oh, I hope she's got some good news. We could sure use some around here. Hello, Miss Goodwin. Oh, that's a shame. Oh, gee, I'm sorry, but I've already sent the program to the printers. If I think of someone, I'll call you right away, sure. Bye. Lady Capulet has the mumps. She can't play the part.
Oh, she doesn't give it to the whole town of Verona.
Well, she does. It'll be the lumpiest cast in history.
Well, I just hope it isn't too late to get someone else for the part.
Mom? Do you think they'd let me do it? I'll learn the lines real fast, word for word, and I won't cause any trouble. I promise.
Well, it's a very small part. It's not very glamorous. You'd be playing the part of Juliet's mother.
That's okay.
Welcome back to the play, honey.
Well, let's hear it for Lady Capulet.
No musical comedy.
Alice, which part did you think was the saddest?
Well, the part where Romeo died sad. The part where Juliet died is sad, too. But I think the saddest part of all was when Jan said, "Who goes there?" before Peter said, "Hark."
Oh, you old sock. Good night, Alice. Good night. See you in the morning.